And I will give you now this little info about primary healthcare services in Jyväskylä. And I work as a nurse in one of the health centers here in Jyväskylä area. And yeah, you will get some phone numbers where you can call, where you need to go if you get sick or something happens, and where you can get help. Okei.
Joo.
Joo. Okay, so in Jyväskylä area we have eight different health centers. And they all provide urgent and non-urgent healthcare. And they are open from Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it depends from the area where you live in Jyväskylä that which health center you need to go to. So it is based on your home address. And there you can see all of the health centers in the map. And then in Jyväskylä, we also have one hospital, which is called Nova Hospital. They have specialized healthcare and then emergency healthcare, which is open 24/7. And the Nova Hospital is located maybe 2 or 3 kilometers away from the centrum. We have this internet page where you can find the which health center you need to go to. So you need to write down your home address, so the street number, street name, and the number of the building where you live, and then you press search, which is hi in Finnish, and then it will show you the right health center for you. So for example, in that picture, there is the address called Taitoniekantie 10, which maybe some of you might live around there. And for that address, Kyllä Health Center is the right place to go to. So there's a direct link to the internet page that you can use. Then most of the student apartments are located in the areas of Kyllä and Nova health centers. So most of you need to go either one of them. They are quite close to each other, maybe 2 kilometers away from the centrum. And there is the address for them and the phone number where you can call and book the appointment. And yeah, if you're not sure which health center is the right one for you, just go anywhere and ask for help, and the employees will help you and guide you forward to the right place. Then here are the opening hours of the health centers again. So they're open from Monday to Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then on Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And at the health center, we have a service desk, which is open only in the afternoon. And then first aid is open like from the morning to the afternoon. Then if something happens outside of these opening hours and you might need medical help, we have this medical helpline phone number 116 117, and it's open 24/7. So if you need medical care in the evening or at night or in the weekend, you can always call that number and ask that should you go to the hospital or what should you do. And then obviously in the Nova Hospital, they have the emergency department where you can always go if something urgent happens. And then in case of emergency, you can call the emergency number, which is 112. Well, then how you can book an appointment? to health center. So you can call to health center, and I showed you the phone numbers before. So when you call to the number, there is automatic message spoken, and then after that you can leave a callback message. But the callback service only works from Finnish phone operator's numbers. So you can also just like wait and stay on the line and wait for somebody to answer you. And most of the nurses should be able to speak English in the phone. And then, like I said before, we also have service desks in the health center. So they're usually located in the main lobbies. And there you just take a service number and wait for your turn. And in the service desk, we have a possibility to call a translator. So if you don't speak English that well, or if you want to get service in your own language, you can ask for the nurse to call a translator, and we have that in many languages available. Then we also have digital services. So there is a link to the internet page, so you can chat with the nurse and get an appointment from there as well. Then if you have booked an appointment but you can't make it, it's important that you cancel it. And there is a phone number where you can call and cancel the appointment, because otherwise you need to pay 56 euros for that. And every time when you contact health center, so when you call us or if you come to the service desk, there's always a registered nurse who will ask you questions about your symptoms and assess your treatment needs, and then the nurse will guide you forward to the right kind of professional. So it can be a doctor, but it can also be nurse or mental health services, physiotherapy, something like that. Then what you should bring with you when you come to the health center. So when you visit healthcare in Finland for the very first time ever, it would be best if you come to the service desk for the first time, because we need to get your ID, which can be your passport or driver's license, for example. And then we also need information from your health insurance. So if you have the European health insurance card, it's important to remember to take that with you and make sure that it's not expired. Or if you have some other health insurance, take that with you, and we need to take copies from them. Then we need your contact details in Finland, so your phone number, email address, your home address here in Jyväskylä, and also your home address back in your home country. So we need all that information. Then it's good if you have information of your former diagnoses and medications and not nutritional supplements that you might be using. And then you can also prepare by writing down your symptoms. Then if you need dental care, we have many dental clinics in Jyväskylä. They also have a service desk, which is located in Kyllä Health Center in the second floor. And then they also have a phone number, which is open from Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you can also call them and ask for help. And then if something happens in the evening or in the weekend, something urgent, like you have very bad toothache or some accidents, you can call that medical helpline phone number 116 117 that I showed you before, and they will help you with that. Then we have family planning clinic. So it provides services related to sexual health issues like contraceptive advice, pregnancy planning, and infertility treatments. They don't have service desk, but they have a phone number where you can call. Then here is a slide about medications and medical prescriptions. So in Finland, the prescriptions are always or usually electronic, but because you are not Finnish citizens, you need a paper version from prescription. So if you see a doctor and the doctor writes a prescription for you of some medication, try to remember to ask for a printed version on paper, and then you take the paper to the pharmacy. And you can get the medication. And in Finland, you can only buy medications from pharmacies, which is apteekki in Finnish, so not, for example, from grocery stores or something like that. And in pharmacies, they have quite many medications available without prescriptions as well. For example, painkillers and antihistamine for allergies. Then here is about customer fees. So if you come from European Union or ETA countries, Switzerland, Quebec, Canada, or Great Britain, the healthcare prices are same for you as for Finnish citizens. But if you come from European Union, it's important to have the European Union's health insurance card to get the same prices. But nurses' appointments in healthcare is always free. Then doctor's appointment is 23 euros. Physiotherapy is 12 euros and 80 cents. And then if you see a doctor and the doctor like gives you some other examinations like X-ray or ultrasound or blood tests, they are always free, so you don't need to pay from them. They are included in that 23 euros. Then I think ambulance was maybe, if you call an ambulance, it's maybe 20 euros. And if you go to Nova Hospital emergency care, that was maybe 40 euros. And you don't need cash and you don't have to pay the appointment while you're in there. So they will always send you an invoice mailed to your home address, and then you can pay the healthcare visit. And your residence permit for studies requires you to have a private insurance that covers your medical and drug expenses. And if you come from some other country than those that I said before, then you might have to pay a higher cost from the healthcare services on the public healthcare than Finnish citizens. So in that case, it might be even cheaper for you to go to private healthcare clinic. Yes, that was all. Do you have any questions? Yes.
I can throw you the mic. I will throw you the mic. Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't really hear that well. Pull it a bit.
Can you repeat the question and speak like more closely to the mic because it's a bit quiet, sorry.
I have student insurance. Do I just show the card and then I don't have to pay, or do I still have to pay first and then I have to file a claim? Like, how does insurance work?
Yeah. Do you have the like do you come from European Union or do you have like health insurance that you have bought?
No, I don't come from the European Union.
Okay. Well, then when you come to the health center for the first time, if you have like a card, where's the information about health insurance, take that with you and we will take copy from that. But then if you come to an appointment, we will send you the invoice and you do need to pay that, but then I guess you can like send the invoice to your health insurance company and ask for the money afterwards. Yes.
If I have pre-existing medications and prescriptions from the United States, am I able to go to the health clinic to get a continuation in Finland for those medications? I know they prescribe them in Finland. I just don't know if I can go to the university clinic to get my prescription there.
Yes, it is possible to get the like new prescriptions here in Finland as well. So you can like go to health center, for example, and ask for them. But it might take some time for us to like, we need to, if you have documentation about them, take them with you. So it's possible it might take some time when we need to ask for a doctor about it and take copies from everything, but it's possible, yes.
I want to ask, which are the costs for people that are outside of Europe? There are a lot of people outside of Europe and that's other just like the deposit that people from Europe. And if they're not that high, which part things should be better than others to go to?
Yes, okay. So in the public healthcare, I'm not exactly sure, but I think doctor's appointment is a little bit more than 100 euros. But then in the private healthcare, like regular doctor's appointments can be somewhere from 70 euros to over 100 euros. So it changes a little bit. There are a few different companies. For example, Terveystalo is one, Mehiläinen, Pihlajalinna. Maybe I can write them down in the PowerPoint slideshow, and then you can check from there later.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know, I know our insurance people out here, but it's mine speak there. And I'm almost sure that Dr. Kikoni mentioned honestly that I can have a file claim for that. I think there's like you said, if it's time for an emergency, also like any prescriptions and things like this are not included at all. So yeah, it'd be good if I can see which costs they're actually we can actually afford and save. Because the sound of insurance is all real basic multiple emergencies and nothing like the prescriptions they have or the medical conditions they have before coming here or it's normal that which appointments that I don't know that are not real emergencies. I cannot file a claim for any of that. So what we would like to know the LTD.
Yeah, we don't get very often patients that come from like from some other countries, so I'm not sure exactly how much they cost, but yeah, you can ask for that later if you want exact prices.
If there's still someone who has a question, please just raise your hand. Your peers can throw you the mic or otherwise we'll check. There is no questions on Zoom. Please, if you have questions on Zoom, please ask them now. Okay, if there is no further questions, thank you, Anina, so much for coming here. Let's give her an applause.
Thank you and enjoy your time in Finland.
Okay, so we will have the next info here in the same hall in 10 minutes. So we can have a 10-minute break, but please come here at 1:30 so that we can move on with the schedule in time. Thank you.
Yes. Jossain tietopaketeissa niistä tulee, koska kuitenkin ehkä puolet on ulkopuolelta ja se opintojen edellytys on, että on vakuutuksia. Ei tarvitse suunnitella,
Hello, are you ready to hear a little bit about the student housing here in Jyväskylä? Maybe, hopefully. I hope everyone can hear me as well in the online or in Zoom, and the ones who are here present to me. We have also another microphone, let's hope it will work, but I will soon let Eli also try if you can hear her. I will just shortly introduce myself and about the agenda that we are going to talk today, around 40 minutes we have time to talk. And then afterwards, if you have any questions, if we have time, of course, we can answer to your questions as well. So my name is Jenna Pick. I come from Soitu Housing, which is a student housing company sort of owned by the student union of the university. And I work there as a development specialist at the moment. And so I know a little bit about the student housing in Soitu and especially in Kortepohja student village. So those who are staying there can get the information from me. And if you have any questions afterwards, you can come to me.
I am Eli Vuorenmaa. I work for FOS, which is a similar company that offers housing for students here in Jyväskylä.
Yes, we will be talking like some parts of the presentation are pretty much similar, or some of the subjects are pretty much the same with Soitu and FOS. So we have some slides that are same no matter what, if you're staying in Soitu's housing locations or FOS housing locations. But there are some differences between us. So just pay attention to the slides. And of course, I think you will receive the slides afterwards so you can get back to them if you miss something. Or maybe you can take some notes already if you are really eager to know some of the things.
Okay, so our FOS office is open on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 to 3. So you are welcome to visit during September, but during October and November, the office is going under renovation. So then please just send emails and phone calls. And the phone is open from Monday to Friday, 12 to 3. So the same time. This is a picture from our webpage. So here you can find all the important information about our apartments. For example, the ones that you live in, if you live in Goss apartments. But you can also find the housing guide, where it is very much important information, a little bit. So if you have questions, you can also go to our web pages to find answers. If you can't find answers from there, you can send us an email or call us. There's also useful links to different things like a fault report that I'm going to talk about later a bit more.
Then to those who are staying in Kordopoja student village, you are tenants of Soitu. So here is our address and the picture of our office building. Maybe you have already visited it when you have been picking up your keys when you arrived to Jyväskylä. Here is also our opening hours. Nowadays we are open only on Wednesdays from 12 to 3 p.m. We have so many online services, so we are trying to get our tenants to use them. And of course, you can always call us or send us an email if you have any questions. Then other days you can, if you have some much more questions if you would like some more personal service, of course, you can always reserve an appointment. We have this calendar system that is available already on our website, but it's you can book the appointments from September, 1st of September onwards. And we also have here is our email address that you can use when you have any housing related questions. It's asuminen@soitu.fi. Our Instagram, you can also find some maybe news and housing related tips and advices. And then, of course, our web page where we have a lot of information for our tenants. Especially the housing instructions is one place that I highly recommend you to check if you have any questions related to the housing. Also the FAQ section, you can find answers to the frequently asked questions. Maybe you don't know, you don't need the instructions for applying anymore, but those ones you can also find. Then we have this kind of tenants page, which requires separate registration and an online booking system that you can use for reservations for the common rooms and laundry rooms and so on. But we will talk about them later.
Okay, so then a little bit about how to pay rent and the apartment check when you move in. Probably most of you or all of you have already moved in, but if you haven't done the apartment check, please do it as soon as possible when you get home. But about the rent, so it must be paid by the 6th of each month. It is done by using either the transfer made or then just a normal bank transfer. And rent and other possible fees are paid once a month, which you probably already know, with your personal reference number or the payment info. And the invoice has been sent to you via email. So if you haven't got it yet, please ask us to send it to you. And you can pay multiple or all rents at the same time if you want to. That is possible. So just tell that you want to do it and you can pay it normally. You don't have to do any special things to pay all the rents at the same time. You can just pay the whole amount. And as I already said, the apartment checklist is a very important thing, so please do it as soon as possible.
Yes, the apartment check is especially important to if you notice any small lacks or cracks in the apartment, then you can inform about them in the apartment checklist. So we know when you're moving out that those cracks and some little if there's any small damages that doesn't maybe require any fixing, but they have been there before you moved in, so you will not be invoiced for them. So that's why it's very important to check it before or during the first month you have been moving in.
Yeah, then about the internet. So net connection is provided by Telia company and in shared flats where you all live. If you live in Goa's exchange student apartment, the connection is open and router is installed, so it should work. If it doesn't, you can make the fog report or send us an email and we will see what is the problem there. If you are living in a studio or a family flat, you should do the registration yourself by filling a form at home or in Colombia, and there is the number where you can call and the time when you can call to Delia, where they will answer you. If you have multiple online devices where you need what you need to use, you need a router probably to do that. And remember to check the address of the apartment from the lease paper so that the internet works properly. And if you have any problems, you can always contact Telia customer service and they will help you there.
In Soitu, it's a little bit different. I don't know if there's anyone of you who will be staying here for the spring semester, but this only applies for autumn semester. We will be having some small changes in the internet during the change of the year, but this is the system at the moment. So we are having the same internet as here in university. So you can use the same login details and so on when you can use them. For example, in Rentukka common rooms, like learning spaces, you can use the same programs or same setups as in the university. In the furnished apartments, those who are exchange students are mostly staying in the furnished apartments. You have Wi-Fi ready. Everything should be installed. You can just check the password on the wall. Usually it's located in the kitchen in the apartment, but somewhere in the common areas you can find the login details for the Wi-Fi. If you want to use like a cable, like normal internet, then you need to buy this Ethernet cable and you can just plug it in and follow the instructions that will normally come up like on your computer screen automatically. But if you have any issues with the internet, then you can always contact our help desk. They have like this online form that you can just fill in and they will get back to the issue as soon as possible. Usually already within the same day. And the same university student Wi-Fi also works in Rentukka building, at least until the change of the year. But if you are staying here for a longer time, there might be some changes, but we will of course inform about them via email.
Yep. Then about the laundry, sauna, and parking, even the car. So laundry and common sauna terms are included to your rent, so you can use them freely. You only have to book them using the glass booking. You can't use the laundry room without booking it first. The same goes with the sauna. If you want to go to sauna yourself or with your friends, you can buy credits to use the sauna privately. And if you want to use our parking spaces, if you have a car, you also need to pay extra. So these private sauna terms are also booked in guest booking. Yeah. Also, meeting room, glass light, and rental, inclusive sauna and cabinets are booked in guest booking. And these, for example, glass light and the rental sauna cabinets are also paid beforehand.
Yeah, we have pretty much the same but small differences. The laundry and the common sauna terms are included to your rent if you're living in Soitu apartments. Also, if you want to book a private sauna term, it's possible with an extra fee. We just don't have the credit system. So if you want to have it, then you can just book it online and you will be invoiced for the sauna fee in the next rent payment. So you will receive a new invoice and then you just use the same reference number, but you add the price of the sauna term to your rent payment. Same parking system is also with an extra fee, but it's not working with the same via same booking system. We have a separate system. It's a different company that organizes the and sells the parking lot. So if you need a parking space, usually you have to queue for it, and you can do it via e-parking. We have some space, or like parking space, for visitors, but not so many since it's pretty crowded in Kontopohja area. It's not designed for cars, but there are some, and you can find information on our website if you need to use a car, if you don't have like your own, but you every now and then, for example, rent a car. So, and we also have a rentable car in the village, but like a shared car, which you can rent, and for that one, you don't need a separate parking spot. The common sound returns you can check from our website, and all the reservations for laundry and private sound returns and common rooms in Rentuka you can make in this varaus.soihtu.fi, which is like the online booking system, same as Oas has, but for Soihtu tenants. And what I forgot to mention was that we have a little bit different with the laundry terms, that if you want, you can reserve a laundry turn, but we have some buildings in the student village that you can just go in and take the available laundry room if there's like available laundry machine or tumble dryer that you need to use. If they are free, you can just use, but it varies, like different buildings, it's a different system. So kindly check the web page first and see which buildings need a reservation and which buildings are without reservation.
Okay, so if you have something broken in your house, please fill out the fault report and the maintenance will come fix it. And if you lock yourself out of your apartments, you can call the service number that's on the screen. It's open 24/7, and there are the times and the prices for the door opening. So if you lock yourself out of the apartment during the day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can call, and the amount is 38 euros. Around that, it may not be exactly that price, but something around that. And 16 euros other times. So it's more expensive if you lock yourself out during the night, for example.
Yeah, and actually, I think at least in Soitu's housing locations, the 60 € is also valid during weekends. So the cheaper price is only for Monday to Friday, even in the daytime when our own stock is available, but other hours are from a like outside company that is making the door openings for you. So. But it's important to keep your key with you. Then, of course, you don't need a door opening, and you don't need to pay for that either. So just keep your keys with you all the time. And maybe it's a good idea to add the phone number of your own lessor's maintenance company to your phone, so you have it ready in case you have a situation that you lock yourself out. Also, the same applies in a shared rooms, in a shared apartments, the room keys. It happens every now and then especially during the first days, that you forget to take the key for the door, and then you go to the shower and you have only your towel with you and the door is locked. So then what do you do? You don't even have your phone, maybe. Maybe it's a good idea to take your phone in the shower. I don't know. Not in the shower, but somewhere close.
And a little addition, if you are a Kokko tenant and you forget your key, you can also come to the office on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday to pick up a spare key that you then have to return a few hours or a day later. If you forget your key, it's free. It doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. And then for like not so urgent matters, we have like this, both of us have different like online maintenance requests that you can use if you have anything that is broken in your in the apartment and you think that maintenance should come and fix it, then you can make a maintenance request and they will check them as soon as they can. Especially the change of the month is usually quite busy, so during those days it's not like something that they will come like right away, but usually within it depends on the urgency of the thing that needs to be fixed. So either they come within a day or two, or maybe within a month. It depends.
Yeah. And if you see something broken in the common areas, like in the lounge area, room or something, you can also do the fault report so that the maintenance can fix the broken thing in the lounge.
Yeah. Yeah, I can shortly, now you have been talking rather much as well, so I can shortly explain about the sustainable living. We have been trying to remind everyone kindly about the energy and water efficiency. Of course, like living in an apartment building is rather efficient anyway, but just to remember that if you notice any kind of damages or water leaks, just let our maintenance know as soon as possible. If the fridge is not working and so on. And now when the autumn is coming, it's also important to know about the temperatures in flats. All of our housing locations are pretty automatically heated. So there is not something that we can just turn on the heating because it works automatically. So especially now when October, usually it's during October when the weather is changing rather fast, it's quite moist and it's becoming cold. So then normally the system, the automatic system in the apartment buildings, it's not working as fast as the weather is changing. So there might be a few days when it feels really cold in the apartment, especially if you're not used to it, but usually it should be somewhere around 20 degrees. Now I think it's even more in most of the apartments, it's more than 21 since it's pretty warm, but later during the autumn it will be going a little bit lower. And then if you touch the radiators, for example, they might feel cold, but it doesn't mean that they are not working. It's because of the automatic system that it will take a while. And especially if they might be even on, but it feels only like lukewarm or like hand warm, but it's on. And you can maybe, I think that at least Colas has like this kind of thermometers that you can use in some of the apartments. They might be ready, or you can buy one or get somewhere one and follow the temperature in your apartment. But also, our facility services are following the temperatures in the flats. So, usually it is okay. But if you feel that it's much lower than 20 degrees, then just make us a fault report and then our maintenance can come and check it. And then there are some things that it's good to remember that don't keep the windows open for a long time, only for a short period of time when you need to like change the air in the room. And also don't fill up the ventilation vents that are, for example, in the ceilings or above the windows because they are important for the airflow and like the function of the whole building.
Yeah, and then a little bit about recycling. So there is recycling in every building or in every location if there are multiple buildings close to each other. Go find it and follow the recycling instructions. I think you have already given these if you are living in a co-op apartment. If you don't have these recycling instructions, you can pick up here. We have a couple. And we also have these at our office, so you can also come there to pick one up if you want to. You can also find these in Glassbooking or on our websites. I don't remember now which one it is, but somewhere online.
Yeah, we also have it in the housing instructions. Yeah.
If you want to buy some furniture or some kitchen supplies, for example, you can buy them in Facebook groups. In course, we also have an online flea market where people might sell their furniture, for example. Dorifisefi.fi is also a good website. It works all around Finland, and people can sell and buy their used stuff there. And when you leave Finland, please, you can either sell your kitchen supplies, take them with you, or recycle them as instructed. If you have electronic waste, empty batteries, broken textiles, so on, please also recycle them as instructed and do not leave them in environments or corridors. Bus has also recycling hubs in Ristama and Myllyjärvi. So if you are living either of those locations, the recycling hub in Ristama is, if I remember correctly, between the buildings D and F. You can check it. And in Myllyjärvi, it is in building B. So there you can buy small things like kitchen supplies and smaller things than an armchair. If you have to get some of this stuff for yourself, or when you leave, you can also take your stuff to there if they are small enough, like pillows and blankets or kitchen things.
Yeah, we will be also having a like recycling room kind of space in the student village now in September. Our tenants committee has been really active in it, and it should be opening already next week. So then you will be having access with your own village key card. You can enter the room. It's located in the first floor in building R in the student village. And it's supposed to work like everyone can bring if they have any unnecessary like furniture or other household items that they don't need anymore. And then you can go and see if there's anything you would like to get, or especially when you're moving out, then you can take your extra household items, or if you have been buying some furniture that you don't want to bring with you or you don't want to sell, then you can leave them there. So just a space where you can change the household items so that it will not be left and then thrown away, because that's, I think, the worst scenario, that it's always better to recycle and try to find a new meaning for the items.
Okay, more things about safety and coziness. So smoking inside or near the buildings is prohibited. Please do not smoke in apartments, balconies, or corridors at all. Observe the silence hours. So do not make loud noises during the night and or late at night, so that everybody can have their own peace and they can go to bed early if they want to. And as we already talked about, please recycle and keep the common areas tidy, so trash in the corridors and so on, so that the threat to fire and hygiene is good all the time and there won't be any issues in the house, for example, with rats or any insects or anything like that.
Yeah, then about the cleaning, it's very important to remember that if you're living in a shared apartment, it's everybody's business to clean the common areas. So it might be a good idea to check to make a schedule with your flatmates, for example, now already in the beginning of your stay, like who is cleaning kitchen and when and so on. We have at least on our website, you can print this kind of calendar where you can fill in like weeks and who is doing what and cleaning which room when. If you're living on your own, of course, it's also important to keep the apartment in a good shape. And as a tenant, you are responsible for cleaning the apartment, so it will not like so the condition of the apartment will not at least be worse after you move out. About home insurance, this depends a lot whether you should or should not have it, but it's a good idea to check that if any insurance, if you have travel insurance or anything like this, if it's something that covers, for example, your own like bicycle, if you have a bicycle or a laptop and so on, if something happens in the apartment or if somebody is stealing something from you, then you have some sort of insurance that is covering it, because the insurance that the landlords have usually will not think, will not cover the damages made to your own items, like your own, maybe I think the most important or the most expensive items are laptops and phones, and if you have a TV or something like this. So it's a good idea to check at least whether you need it or not. Sometimes the travel insurance or if you have some other insurance for the exchange period might cover it. And when cooking in the apartment, if you are cooking or not ordering online all the time or using the student restaurants, it's a good idea to remember that there's like this cooker hoods in the apartments or in the kitchen. So make sure that they are on, because it might make the already the water steam or a little bit of smoke might make the alarm system work quite well. And usually in some buildings at the moment we don't have anymore in Finland, in the student village, but we used to have like this kind of automatic system that it will go directly to the what is it, fire safety department, and they will be in the village with all of their huge equipment, and there is no actual risk of fire. So those are pretty expensive visits, but nowadays we have a system that is not connected automatically. So but if you're staying in Building E in the student village, there is like this kind of, I think it's 5 minutes time that if you hear the alarm ringing in your apartment, you have 5 minutes time to go and make it end. If you know that there is no actual risk, that you know that you have been cooking and that's why it has been starting to ring, because after 5 minutes it will go to the fire safety department and they will come with a big fire truck, and yeah, it's not cheap. But there's instructions on the tenant's page, so maybe you can check. And also in the corridors in the housing or other houses that have this kind of automatic system.
If and when, or yeah, you will receive letters and other mail, they are delivered.
Delivered. Yeah.
Thank you. By Postbik and other email delivery companies as Matkahuolto, etc. If you want to receive parcels, make sure they will be sent to your apartment address and the delivery company has your contact info, like phone number and email, and they will let you know when the parcel will be delivered. If you don't want the post office to distribute ads, you can attach a tiny A- seal, which I have here, this sticker. A- seal, no advert signs sticker to your mailbox or door. We also have a couple of these here, and these are also in our office, so you can help to pick them up. And yeah. It is a tenant's responsibility to file a moving notice every time they move. The lessor is not responsible for the previous tenant's mail. If you receive mail that it's meant for the previous tenant, write wrong address in the envelope and take it to the nearest post locker. They are orange lockers near grocery stores or just on the street somewhere. You've probably already seen some of them. So write wrong address if there is mail in your building, in your apartment that doesn't belong to you or any of your flatmates. Then also, I don't know if we have a lot of time anymore, but shortly about the community and the activities in your housing locations. Usually we have pretty active tenants in all of our housing locations, especially now after pandemic. I don't know, something happened and people really like to organize events and it's really nice. So I highly recommend you to check all the events that, for example, the tenants committees and other like active tenants are organizing, and also some other like these organizations for the exchange students. Of course, they are also organizing a lot of events. So check the websites and the social media channels for the events, and you are always welcome to join. I know that the tenants committees always want, even though it might seem that they are only speaking Finnish and their agenda is always in Finnish, but they are really eager to have also exchange students participating in the meetings, and they're happy to change the language if there is any exchange students. So just if you notice like this kind of meeting info on your own housing location, just feel free to join and maybe you'll make some friends, and that is actually the way to meet Finnish. I think it's the easiest place to go, like to these meetings and events that is organized in the neighborhood. And then of course the common rooms are there to meet other people, and you can always book them and organize your own events or have your own clubs or whatever kind of meetings that you, if you have some hobby that you would like to share with others, it's always a good idea. Maybe if you want to, you can usually rent a common room for free and then just get together with other like-minded people.
Yeah, so here is a link to our web pages where you can find about our communities. See also a hashtag plus living services like bike, meter room, etc. There is also a link to that. And every housing location has their own Facebook page, so feel free to join it. There's our class Instagram and Jyväskylä Goas. I think it's our official Instagram, but the Goas has more like events, advert signs, for example, on their Instagram page.
Yeah, there's also the link for our tenant committees page. Usually, maybe not the events are mentioned there, but we have like this kind of tenant info letter that we will be sending to our tenants once a month. So if we get the information from the tenants committee, it will be also there. You can check the upcoming events, also the social media channels. Our tenant committee also has their own, but usually we are trying to inform about the events also on our Soitu Asuminen Instagram page as well. And then in Rentukka, I actually mentioned the clubs earlier. So I was supposed to say that in Rentukka, we have like these clubs and communities that are meeting weekly, and it's open for everyone. You don't even have to be like tenant of Soitu, but there are clubs, for example, like a board game club or anime club, dance club, many different clubs almost every day of the week. So you can check them on this website and just join. They are free of charge, and usually it's organized by the tenants or previous tenants or other students here in Jyväskylä. And if you have an idea of your own club, just come and meet us or let us know, send us an email, and we would be happy to help you organize it and share the info about the club.
And there is also the direct link to the common rooms if you are not familiar with the common rooms in the Renduka building yet. You can check this link at least. Renduka has its own web page as well where you can see all the info like about the gym and other common rooms and the student restaurants.
You all, as you are exchange students, or if you are an exchange student, you have a fixed term lease, so it is not possible to end the lease earlier. And yeah, the reason is because this type of lease is legally binding and the responsibility to pay the rent exists even if the student leaves earlier than the ending date of the lease. So if you want to leave, for example, in November, you are still required to pay rent in December, even though you are not in Finland anymore. And for independent leases, the time of moving is 100 months before the departure. And for example, if you want to move out in May, your lease is until May 31st, you need to give the notice latest by the last day of April. And the notice has to be given in case there is no ending date on the contract. For fixed term leases, it is not possible to end the lease in advance, as I already said.
I think we only have like a few minutes left, but shortly about moving out and returning the keys. I think we have pretty much the same system.
Yeah, I think our key return system is different. So return your key back to the key box and you will receive the pin code and the instructions to the key box. About 10 or 20 days before moving out. But if you want to move out, for example, in November and your lease ends in December, then you should send us an email and ask us to make you a pin code so that you will get it earlier when you need it.
Yeah, we don't have, like, if you have been picking up the keys from the key box in the Soitu office, you cannot use the same box for returning the keys, but you can leave it in the mailbox outside our office if you are not able to visit the office during the opening hours. But the key needs to be, or all the keys that you have reserved needs to be returned latest on the next working day after your tenancy agreement has ended by 12 noon. But usually I think most of you might be going home already earlier than that, but that is the latest when by the law you need to return the keys to the landlord. But it's good to check also all the other things you need to do before the moving, like preparing and recycling your possible like extra furniture and so on. There is info on our website. You can find more details when it's time to move out. Now you have just arrived, so no need to think about this in a few months. But yeah, if you have any questions, you can of course always contact us. Just check that we have like different email addresses for different types of questions. But if you don't know where you should send the email, then it's always good to use the first ones, like this common housing related email addresses. And then the maintenance requests can be done online easily. If you have any questions, I think we have time for a couple of questions. So, do we have a box?
Yeah.
Sorry, what? I didn't hear. What was it?
About
private sauna.
Do I need to book for normal term or is it only for private?
I think this is the same with Koas as well, that we have like these common sauna terms that are available at least in Kortakoheesturinen village every day. Those ones you don't need to reserve, and they are free of charge. But if you want to have your private, so that it's only for you and your friends, or only for you, then you need to make a booking, and then you need to pay for it. But the common sauna terms that can be found on our website, those are free of charge, and you don't need to make a booking for that. You can just go when the sauna is warm.
And one more question about piano room. Where can I get the key? You said that office is working only on Wednesday, and yesterday I was in Bucharest, but nobody was there. How can I get it?
Nowadays, you can order the key. You can just, there is like this key request form that you can fill in, and we will be leading it to the key box, and you can pick it up from there 24/7. But you just need to make the order request for the key. It's online. I can after this one I can explain you more details. Yeah, if you need.
Is there one person in the back?
Hello.
Hello.
Please. I'm sitting in Switzerland, and you were mentioning that the rent can be paid in advance. Since I already know that I'm going to be staying till end of December, know how many months I need to pay rent for. How would I pay rent in advance for the 4 months that I need to pay for? Is it just go on Transfermate and just pay the euro amount, or is there any process to that?
Yeah, I think if you, for example, I think it's the easiest way. It depends, of course, where you are living, where you're coming from. But if you're coming from EU, inside EU or ETA countries, then you can use the bank transfer, and you can just calculate how many rents, how much is the amount for the whole period, and then you can just pay it with the same reference numbers, that number that you have. But if you're going to pay it with Transfermate, I'm not quite sure. I think it's the same, but you only pay for one, like this kind of transfer fee. But you can always check that with our rent accountants. Here is this email address for wokan@soitu.fi. So about the transfer made, I'm not quite sure. So double check it. But I think it's so that you will save money with the transfer fees if you pay it altogether.
Which email was it
there? It's the one in the middle, rent payments, wokrats@soitu.fi.
Okay.
Rent and other payments.
Okay.
Yeah.
My friend spoke to us because I have parking with my car. And I just wondered, do I need to register that that's my car, or do I just take a spot?
You can book the parking spot in Ghost Booking. So there's information that you need to fill out.
Yeah, because I would have done that, but I didn't know what I need to do that. Say, like, this license number is just my car, or is it this?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I have a question. Does the kitchen, I didn't want to find it, does the kitchen hood have a ventilator? Because my aunt turns the lights on. Is that why it was important?
Does it make any sound?
I didn't check.
Okay, you can check it and you can send us an email and we can.
It should have a ventilator.
It
should have something that sucks the air.
Some of them work better than others, so it might work even if it doesn't seem that it works. So you can send us an email if you think that it doesn't work, and send us a picture or a report.
If you can, I applied to move to another apartment, also came to us. They usually have an office month before the move, so we don't have to pay for
Well, at this moment, we don't really have any, and are you an exchange student?
Oh,
no. Okay, so then you can just fill out the application, the one that you already live in, go out to apartment, and you don't have to pay two rents at the same time.
Yeah, so I guess that's all, and I don't see any questions online either. So thank you very much for your time, and just contact us if you have any questions.
Thank you.